what we've seen as a trend throughout 2012, both in the contracting we've seen as well as in GAO protest decisions, that even where best value is a significant factor and the driving, at least listed in the solicitation as a driving evaluation criteria, price is becoming more and more important throughout 2012, and I suspect that this will continue in 2013.
One of the reasons for that I'm hearing, and I wonder if you're hearing the same thing, is that it's really hard for somebody in an agency to get down on a contracting officer for choosing the lowest price as long, well, LPTA is what it really boils down to.
Well, and what we hear often, and contractors will use the term to the effect of, you know, we're driving down to the lowest price and we're always going down to the lowest price. And even those that aren't listed specifically as a lowest price technically acceptable award, really they have that feel because we're driving it down and it is going to the lowest price and best value, while still important, the time where we were willing to pay a premium for premium services, I think will more and more become a thing of the past.
Now, in your second point on your list, I noticed that you didn't use words, and I know as an attorney you're very deliberate about the words that you choose. You write, agencies will find a way to consolidate contracts to minimize the cost of procurement. And you write more at length about this on federalnewsradio.com. I noticed you didn't use the word strategic sourcing. Is there any significance to that, Lee, or am I a little bit far afield here?
Well, I do think there are, I think strategic sourcing can mean different things to different people. And I think within agencies themselves, they mean different things to different people. I think what we will see, and again, I think we've seen these trends begin as there's been this feeling of anxiety as we get closer to, whatever happens with sequestration and the budget for the upcoming year. But we've seen that move, of just finding different ways to cut those costs of procurement, whether it's through bundling or GWACs, a greater use of FSS schedule purchases. But we see that reduction in the cost of procurement agencies being very important.
It doesn't seem to me like that's really such a bad idea. It strikes me that this is one of the things that some people have talked about, the budget tightening being potentially an opportunity where people are doing, this is the kind of thing people are doing because they have to, not because they want to.
Well, I would tend to agree with that to a certain point. If you look historically about, we've had a dramatic increase in government spending over the last decade. But we have not had a proportional increase in the number of procurement professionals. So what we find is procurement offices within agencies being extremely overworked and just simply not able to keep up with the growing demand of these procurements. When you look at the, I think we had another 15% or so increase in the number of bid protests that have happened. When you look at greater scrutiny on, as we've talked about, price. There's a lot of work for these agency procurement offices, and frankly, they just can't keep up. So anywhere that they can cut their workload, I think in the long run, they're going to seek to do that.
Lee Doherty of General Counsel PC talking about his top three for 2013. And number three on your list, you write, Lee, there will be less money to spend, therefore much greater competition. Now, that's not something that will come as news to a lot of people, but it is important to consider because I think potentially the landscape of the contracting business, I wonder if we might not, because of that, see a lot more in M&A in 2013.
I would tend to agree with you. I think you're going to, we're going to have an initial, especially in the first two quarters, I think we're going to have an initial fierce competition for those first contracts that come out. And I think you're going to see some companies not be able to survive. And as a result of that, as you say, I think there will be some M&A. I think there'll be companies that are, that will be able to be purchased and acquired, fairly inexpensively. I think those that truly understand or are prepared for the kind of competition that we're going to see, especially I think in the first two quarters, I think those are the companies that are going to survive, those that can truly tighten their belt, those that are producing the best proposals and find ways to compete. I think those are the ones who are going to survive. The the landscape will balance out, I think, by the end of 2013. And unfortunately, those that don't compete, I think, are not going to make it.
You anticipated kind of my next question, because you're right. Regardless of what happens in the next week, no one doubts that the outcome will be budget cuts. And I'm just curious about how long you think it will take the contracting community to adjust to whatever the new normal turns out to be.
Well, we've seen some of that, again, as we've discussed in the first two points. There has been some balancing in 2012. You, starting from the growth in the year 2000, where there were $207 billion in procurement dollars spent, to the height in 2009, where there was $550 billion. Now, we've seen a reduction, 2010, I believe it was $535 billion. So we've seen that reduction down since then, but I think what we're going to see now, regardless of whether full sequestration goes through, we are going to see some fairly dramatic cuts. And as a result of that, I think we're going to continue to see those companies that just aren't capable of producing well-written proposals, that aren't capable of finding staff that can do it at the lowest price. I think, unfortunately, those companies were not going to survive in 2013.
Now, in addition to your top three, you told me you wanted to throw in your motto for contractors. Why don't you go ahead and give that to me?
Well, and I've written and said this many times before, and that is my motto. What I tell my clients and contractors whenever I have the opportunity is, in order to survive and succeed and flourish as a government contractor, you have to do what no one else does. And if that's not possible, if you don't have that niche that no one else does, then you need to do what others do, but do it better and do it cheaper. A few years ago, I would have left it at just do it better, but with the decline in best value and the more emphasis on price, you have to be able to compete. You have to be able to provide a valuable service to the government, and you have to be able to do it cheaper. And I think those companies that are able to adopt that motto and put it into practice throughout 2013, I think they'll survive. There's still a lot of money to be made. The government's still going to spend hundreds of billions of dollars, but it's going to be tough for those companies that aren't able to provide that valuable service at a competitive price.